Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizer-Beach said as of yesterday, July 5th, more than 8,000 Vincentians are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Dr. Kizer-Beach said health officials are working with an additional 18,000 people to confirm that they have received their first dose.
As of yesterday, July 5th, we had registered that we had administered 25,009 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Now, as you know, those doses might have been a first dose or a second dose. And based on our figures, we can firmly say that at least 8,000 persons are now fully vaccinated. The figures of 25,000, as I just said, relate to some persons having a first dose. Some of those same persons haven't had a second dose. So we can confidently say that at least 8,000 persons are fully vaccinated in our system, and we have another 18,000 persons who we are working on confirming that they have had their first and then they will have their second dose. So 25,000 doses have been administered, 8,000 persons have been fully vaccinated, and it is very likely as we continue to reconcile the data, the information that we get from the centers of vaccination with our records, that there will be more persons who are fully vaccinated.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizer-Beach. Regionally, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Bermuda since the outbreak now stands at 2,516, and Barbados has recorded 5 new COVID-19 cases out of the 957 tests conducted by the Best Dos Santos Public Health Laboratory. Since March 2020, Barbados has recorded 4,091 cases of the virus and 47 deaths. Internationally, the UK announced plans to further relax its pandemic curbs despite warning that the number of daily new cases is set to more than treble to reach 100,000. Meanwhile, Israel has struck a deal to provide South Korea with vaccines in return for jabs in a future shipment. The deal involves about 700,000 of Israel's Pfizer doses that are due to expire soon. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.